We're at the North Cotswold site, where if this year had been normal, in about an hour the kids would have been arriving for on escort for Whitsun Camp, which would have been the fourth Whitsun Camp on this site, but obviously it hasn't been a normal year. At Easter there would have been an Easter camp, and there's also been some May Day camps here, Glee Camp, and some training. And we're also, as well as walking around the site on this windy afternoon, we're going to meet up with Louise, who is the farmer. We're just coming up to the gate at the top of the site, and there's two gates. This is the second one.
Oh, a bit stiff there. I'll have to lift that. Lovely.
Okay, and now we've come to the boat, which
we've got
is
the boat and the horse box on our right.
And the horse box, which all the FSC kit is. Oh, that thing on the top's going around really fast.
Never understood what those are for.
Ventilation, I guess. And here we're walking out onto the extraordinary view, and we can see the dining circle.
Glorious day. We've got patches of blue sky with cloud cover.
And May, there's a lot of May in this field, isn't there?
A lot of May and human form. This is some serious high tech you've got here, Andy. We've got a washing up sponge reminiscent of the three bowl system. Nice little reminder there, and it's just tentatively perched on the end of the phone with a special purpose-built slit in it.
Yeah, that's the stand-in microphone windshield.
And it's brilliant, that. It looks really great. Really high-tech.
Well, we're trying to get the balance between...
It kind of looks a bit like the sponge is eating the phone.
The grass is now kind of shin-high in places and full of amazing buttercups.
Buttercups. And is this forget-me-not?
Yes.
Beautiful little blue flowers in there as well.
But if you bend down a little bit, the kind of, it's as yellow as anything, isn't it? A beautiful buttercuppy. But these May, I mean, I was at a Whitsun camp here 2 years ago, and the May was kind of really bright. And I think because of the hot weather, it's probably passed. It's just slightly dwindling compared to its full luminous whiteness. And over here on our left is the tree. Do you know this, that Kyrie and Fermata gave to Louise? I think this is at a camp that I visited, and it's an oak tree inside a cattle feeder, and it seems to be doing all right.
Yeah, should we pop over and have a little look?
Yeah.
It's not looking the
not
happiest,
not quite sure.
It?
I think it might have had a touch of frost, actually.
Mm. Yes. Lots of
slight cause for thought there. It obviously leaf, and I think then a cold snap. And what can you smell apart from my old waterproof?
Smell of May blossom in the air, isn't there? And some really healthy looking nettle patches.
Oh, there's some bright, bright May. And we're walking down now to the place that's often the kitchen. The kind of kitchen that's been at Glee Camp.
I have to say, it's very nice to be here in the spring sunshine.
Because I think the grass hadn't been grazed last year. It was too long for sheep. There is such a thing.
Oh.
And the donkeys sorted
donkeys
it all out.
Come in and nibble it all back.
And
well, the good old nettles are pretty sturdy. They're back on form. And over to our right here, we can see the beautiful dining circle that's looking well in situ.
And I have to say, the fire turfing looks pretty damn good here.
Yeah, it's not too bad at all, is it?
Yeah.
Is that what we're standing on now?
Yes, I think this is the fireplace.
That is really great. Lovely to think of all the familiar bottoms that have sat on those seats.
Who are you calling a familiar bottom? Like now, we're in a beautiful, warm lull.
But yeah, lull is exactly the word I was had on the tip of my tongue.
Tell us about your nature connection memory of this, where we are now, which is from the kitchen out towards the promontory. We can't quite see the valley yet.
I can't remember exactly what the moment was, but just a feeling of kind of homeliness to see some very familiar trees. I remember sitting under a little gorse bush to see quite a few bees around them. And
in November.
Yeah. Well, and it's really beautiful at the moment. We've got just from that steep slope opposite us and the little copse to our right, you can really hear birdsong.
And now we've arrived, we can actually see the dining circle and composting loo building. And down in the valley, which is very verdant, and there are like greens. There's how many shades of green, do you reckon, mate? Really bright white maybush trees.
I'm really struck by the different textures and shapes of all of the different trees. We've got such a lot of different varieties. And what's that? Is that a birch tree there? It's quite high.
Really, really tall, thin birch. Yeah.
It's lovely. Its leaves are smaller, branches are really wafting around in the wind.
So as we go down from the uplands, the big windy plain, to the sheltered flat valley, yeah, this is, I sat on a bank here for a while during that weekend, which was like November, feels like years ago now, doesn't it, with everything that's happened.
Oh, I've got another nice memory for you. Looking down, I remember seeing a kingfisher there when I was here. Really, really surprised me at the time, darting across a field near to the water, but that incredible as
brilliant. I remember you told us about it. I remember the there were people gave really great recollections of things they'd seen. November's not the most bird sighting. It was right. Should we we're going to descend this. This is like the first ever glee camp. I know that Brendan and others set up a kind of rope on poles, and there were two maybe in clan games. They kind of
pulley system or something.
Well, it was like two long ropes, and I think things were slid down between the two clans in what's the word, surreal races.
Oh, lovely.
But it's very steep.
Do you know what, Andy, I've just remembered we were last here together. Do you remember we were the last two coming up?
Oh god, yes.
At the end of the weekend
it was twilight, wasn't it, or dusk, and I think we'd done a very amazing job with Louise's yurt, which did take longer than
looking pretty tidy and
that
nice.
Was a bit of a good of the farm mission, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a nice little action for the good of the lodge. Oh, look at that beautiful little droplets of water, trapped bronze of the silver.
They're so fine, aren't they? I mean, that word weed on the end of a plant's name is a bit kind of derogatory, really, isn't it? It's a very fine, beautiful plant.
I know
plant.
That you've got a new name for
sea vegetable.
Sea vegetable, yeah.
So how's it been without us?
Well, very sad. Really missed you, actually. Especially since it's been so beautiful.
Yeah.
So the idea of how lovely it would have been here for all of you.
Field everything.
The echoes of you here are all in the field.
And what have you noticed, what's been particularly special about what's been going on with the animals and the plants that live here?
Well, there seems to be much, much more birds, but I mean, it's the air quiet. And there has been, and quite remarkable, goss fir all over the ground, and it was right here. So I'd never ever.
Today.
Yes, well, you never know.
And we're in that flat bit where the first camp, which is the Kyrie and Fermata Whitson, we're just by the kitchen, which is idyllic. Although hard to shift the stuff up the track.
Yes. But, well, it is in the wet, in the dry, you can drive down here, so which is what it was like down. But hard to walk up.
And of course we had wet track in the November training weekend, didn't we, as well? That,
well, that was so
a
wet.
Sunday afternoon
that
of mud and
very,
carrying.
Very kindly. I've been eating my local farming brother's meat. Which he had in abundance ready for his farm park, which was closed, which is a bit sad for him with all his rare breeds of farm animals. But otherwise, actually, you know, it's been incredible privilege and lovely for me to be here because I've got all of this space and it's, you know, not been hugely different. There's been farming has to carry on during lockdown, so there's been tractors trundling up and down the road and people waving at me through my window, and I've been able to come out here and walk with Poppy, my dog, every single day, which has been lovely. Lonely but lovely. How lucky am I?
Well, we wish we could have joined you, but another time.
Yes, well, I look forward to that hugely, so I really have missed you. Glad that you couldn't come.
Absolute pleasure to come back. A little bit of this wonderful place into the homes of people who
will still be here waiting for you.
Just in the little stream at the bottom, along the bottom of the flat field, got the wind is really blowing all the may blossom, but what's quite incredible is that in the little stream at the bottom, the petals are all gathering on the surface of the water. Really beautiful. sound of a robin there, and a wistful sound. So we're going to make ourselves a little cup of tea in the Kelly kettle. This is my actual twig snapping audio for you. Just come to break up some little bits of kindling. We're going to have, you might like to hear the, well, I'm not sure about this. And in the distance, I can hear quite a lot of different bird song. In a chaffinch in the distance. The sound of summer of the chiff chaff. And the sound of the chaffinch. Hoping this wood's going to be a bit more snappy than the last lot. Getting that lovely crisp snap that is what I want to hear for my kins. A bit more stringy, unfortunately. I'm not into that. Okay, this is a bit more like it. Got some lovely gorse here. Probably more than enough of gorse. Spiky hawthorn for us. Some action happening in there. I can hear some blackbirds. Guy really won't keep still. We'll go in the light enough to be able to see what it is. Love, and we've got a wagtail sitting on every time I hear them. Bottom down here, we've got a little patch of water. I'm wondering if we're going to get any frogs born around. Got some nice little deer footprint. Sandy. Oh, and we've got lots of lovely mint here as well. Oh, Ruth, have a smell of that. I guess that's, is that water mint?
Strong, isn't it?
Lovely smell. Oh yeah, that's a wagtail, isn't it? Of a mound, track girting around to the right of it, and curving back up towards the barn where many a wonderful dance has been had on the glee camp. Recall on that bitterly cold weekend, kind of Merry Moot style of pretty intense.
Well, you say that was cold. I mean, I think the year before was had a blizzard, well.
And it was one of the coldest I've been, I think. That.
Well, even the first glee camp here was lovely during the day, but at night it froze. A lot of people didn't have enough sleeping beds. So as the wind increases and we climb the hill, over on our left is the place where the campfire was for glee camp. It's been like that a couple of times.
Oh, yeah.
Glee camp, campfire. And if we keep going up a little bit, on the right is the barn. And I was at a Whitsun camp here when we had huge thunderstorm a couple of years ago. And on one night we were, Liam and I, with the trackers in the wood doing a kind of stalking thing. And the thunder and lightning moved overhead and we had to take shelter in the barn. And there were the most ferocious cracks of lightning really overhead, making all of the may blossom. It was as light as day and the may kind of gleamed out in the lightning. It was memorable. What are your memories of the barn?
But I remember the Robson sisters doing some really beautiful singing in there. Oh, we're getting a little showering.
A blizzard.
Confetti from the May Blossom.
So we're carrying on up the hill. The barn's on our, there on the left is where the kitchen is sometimes.
Have we got any songs that we feel like we might be able to sing?
It was pleasant and delightful, midsummer's day.
This recording was made for you by Andy Friedman, May McKeith and Ruth Illingworth. We were very glad to visit the North Cotswolds site on Saturday the 23rd of May 2020 and to be given a socially distanced tour by the landowner Louise Henson. We experienced some technical glitches with the recording and we do hope that you're able to hear okay. Thanks for listening.